Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So the juice is loose. We know that. But, you know, OJ was recently booted from the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Vegas on Wednesday, according to TMZ. He had a little too many drinks and then got a little belligerent and then reportedly became angry at hotel staffers before breaking glasses at the bar.
You don't want an angry and belligerent OJ.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Obviously, security escorted him out. His lawyer claims that OJ contacted his parole officer after this incident and he underwent his drug and alcohol tests, which were surprisingly negative.
Alcohol tests, I mean, that seems, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I feel like that would go away quickly. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Well, you know, hey, he's been in prison or was in prison for a while. Needs to go out and cut loose. He maybe could have done it in a slightly less, I don't know, out there public place. But, well, who knows? Here's something that no one knows either. This seems like a stretch, but the star claims that Nicole Kidman could replace Kim Cattrall in Sex and the City. A source tells the magazine, Kim doesn't want to play Samantha anymore? Hey, roles get recast all the time. They were flooding a few names around and unanimously agreed that Nicole would be ideal. She loves Sarah Jessica Parker, so she'd definitely fit in with the cast. Nothing has been signed yet, but producers have every intention of getting Nicole. And if her schedule allows it, she would say yes in a New York minute.
Bravo.
Thank you. I put it to bed for a little while, but I had to break it back
out. That is like award-winning source. I mean, that was exactly what I had in my head when I read it.
Really?
Yes.
This is the source.
Yeah, because anytime I think of the Kim Cattrall sources, I think of your voice. Check this out. So Kid Rock told Billboard magazine that he had fun telling people he was running for Senate. It was just a joke, huh?
I feel like we kind of thought that might be the case, but we weren't sure, yeah.
Well, he said, it might be one of the dumbest things I've ever done, but it was a riot. It started to become real, which got a little scary. I mean, I just don't understand who looks at Kid Rock and goes, yeah, I see a senator there. But it was still a lot of fun in a lot of ways. We had a blast every time we do something. Just, you know, watching the press just lose it is hilarious. There were times that we just couldn't stop laughing.
Joke's on us, guys. The joke is on us.
I knew it wasn't going to happen because I noticed they were like, oh, well, he hasn't signed up. He hasn't signed his papers and made it official yet. So I was like, this is just a ploy.
It's a ploy. And I have a feeling like there's other people who've done the same thing and accidentally ended up becoming the president or something.
Maybe we should run for Senate or something like that. And we'll these people will be like, yeah.
We have absolutely, you know, no qualifications, but that doesn't stop other people.
Neither does Kid Rock.
Yes, sir. That's right. Well, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of like not having qualifications, Sam Smith told the BBC that his assistant ties his shoes before concerts. Sometimes, he says, I'm really embarrassed about this, when they're doing my makeup, actually he would say it in a British accent, but I won't try to do that today. People do up my laces for me. I hate it. I feel like a diva. A diva or a 3-year-old?
Would you
let someone tie your shoes?
Yes. Oh. I would let someone tie my shoes. And I want that job.
The shoe tire?
Yeah.
Shoe tire?
Because you know that person's making, like, good money.
Oh, sure. Yes.
If I got paid, like, 6 figures to just tie someone's shoes
all day.
You
think they're making 6 figures as a celebrity shoe tire?
Oh, well, they're a personal assistant, so they're obviously
They have other roles as well. Yeah, they're not there just to do that.
I'd sign up for it. Sam Smith, I'll tie your shoes, man.